Hello, every listener. Today is Sunday, February 25th, 2018, and you're listening to yet another Swole Crates podcast. Just a brief intro. I try to start every podcast with a topic, and you know, those topics can range from business to personal motivation, just general thoughts and rants. Things that I believe a lot of people think about, but they have a hard time communicating or just expressing them randomly. So I use this as a platform to express what I'm thinking and my views on particular topics, and hopefully speak for other people that are feeling the same way, and they don't have an outlet to do it. So, you know, at least I could be something to relate to. So anyway, today's topic, or topics, depends, is purpose. And I know that's a general topic that a lot of people talk about, especially on podcasts and, you know, motivational speakers and the like. But I like to narrow down the idea of purpose and what it means to individuals, not just, you know, like the grand scheme of humanity. What is the purpose of life, right? What is each individual's purpose? And I was contemplating that actually during my workout. Probably not the best time, you know, lifting pretty decent weight. And thinking about, you know, what's my purpose in life. But I think, you know, those endorphins and the adrenaline that was just within me, you know, kind of, it created a fire in my belly, and I wanted to not only use that for my workout, but kind of take a broader scope of what my life's about. So I'll be plain honest. I have no idea. I have no idea what my purpose in life is, and I feel that's the same thing. That's the same feeling a lot of people have. They have no idea. And that's not a bad thing. At least I don't think so. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. As long as you're in active pursuit of finding purpose within your life. So you may not know what it is now, but you're looking for it. That's important to me. Is that you're not just sitting back and saying, oh, what's my purpose in life? And, you know, you're sitting on a couch eating potato chips, you know, binge watching Netflix. You know, you're never going to find your purpose that way, and you're never going to be fulfilled. So you have to be actively seeking it. And I think that has some, that in itself has purpose. So just by individuals taking the time to actively seek out purpose, I believe is a microcosm of what your purpose is at the moment. So I guess my purpose, you know, it's kind of really philosophical, but my purpose at the moment is to find what my purpose is, right? So it's a complex idea, but I'm in active pursuit of it, and that's important. That will lead me down the path of what my purpose is. So I feel that's the same way for a lot of people. They don't necessarily know what their purpose is or how to go about finding it. But as long as you're keeping your mind open and just, you know, taking every little scenario and trying to digest it and see if this is something that could be for you, I think that's really important. So yeah, it's definitely a hard to discuss topic. Oftentimes we hear from a lot of speakers that whatever you do in life, whatever you do to make money in life, I should say, whatever you do to support yourself should be in line with what your purpose is. I don't hear a lot of motivational speakers saying you can find your purpose and do a different job that you're that, you know, it doesn't coincide with your purpose. And I have mixed feelings on that. I feel that some people's purpose can be humanitarian in the way that they don't need a lot of money. They can fulfill their purpose off of what they have now or even less, and that's honorable. I think that's a very honorable purpose to have. But then there's other people that want to make a huge impact, and they probably need a lot of capital or a lot of resources, I should say, to make that happen. So I often think about that too, because I feel like I have a bigger purpose in life. I'm not sure what it is right now, but I feel that I have it in me to do something great for the greater good. And I feel like people that have those thoughts and those tendencies feel that they have to take a rite of passage before accepting that purpose. And that's what I feel like I'm on. I feel like I'm on this rite of passage, and, you know, it's nerve-wracking sometimes, because, you know, I feel like I could be defeated at any second, then I feel this burst of energy and strength, and then, you know, it's this whirlwind of emotions, and then I feel like, oh, I'm on my, you know, I think I'm finding my purpose, and then nope, you know, it's not really what's at my core. And, you know, it's just this in and out, up and down, left and right feeling that I know I have to go through. And a lot of people, I think, are going through that. They just have a hard time identifying it. So, I mean, in all, I'm saying that people that feel like they have to go through this rite of passage to take on the big picture of what they feel their purpose is, have some sort of responsibility to, I guess, make a living doing something else and gaining those resources and financial capital to ultimately make their purposeful impact later in life. And I'm not saying what these people or what I'm doing now is meaningless by any means. I love what I do, and I feel that people that are actively seeking out their purpose love what they do at the moment, but in the back of their minds, they know that it's for a greater cause, and they want to put all of their efforts and resources towards this one idea, but they're not sure what it is yet. So I'm in that boat, and I will get there. I know I will, and I'm sure that whoever is actively seeking out their purpose will get there too. It's, you know, manifests within you, and the proper people and resources will come your way, and you might not know what to do with them at that moment. You might have to go back to them, you know, a few days, weeks, months, years later, and see, wow, I had these great resources for what I want to make of my life and what purpose I want to give my life to. And you know, I have to regress and retrieve those resources and go back to, you know, applying them in that sense. And that's cool. That's very cool. And I hope I'm on that path. I truly do. So that's a that's my scope on purpose. And I would love for anybody who has a different view or similar views or wants to add to it to, you know, hit me up through Anchor or, you know, reach out to me on Twitter, you know, even Instagram, DM me, whatever. And we can go back and forth on this concept, because it's not one to keep to yourself. So please feel free to get at me. So the handle is Swole Crates, and you can reach me pretty much on any platform. So, yeah. Soak that up, digest it, think about it, apply it. You know the script. And yeah. Grind on, everybody.